escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Oh, no, not the Titanic music. Not today!
Hey. But I know in my heart, I will go on.
This is supposed to make me feel better. Welcome on in, everyone. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. It is, first of all, it's a big day. It's a special day, an important day, important 2 days on WIP. Eagles Radiothon. We will have some great guests over the course of this show, including Jake Elliott, set to join us in a little bit later this hour. And we'll tell you all about all the great things you can bid on for a great cause. Though we start with something that's not a great cause right now. The Phillies and the Mets, as the Phillies go down again last night up in New York. After I did say this division was over, all of a sudden this thing is now within five games. The Phillies lose again last night. The walk-off by Nimmo. Good morning, Hugh Douglas, as the Phillies drop another one up at Citi Field.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, I just want to say this. Sometimes you have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable.
That's true.
And the reason why I say that is because I want to address you people this morning. I'm talking to you people.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Whoever made that comment about me and me being fat hurt my feelings.
This lasted for all these hours?
Hurt my feelings so bad.
Why they cut you?
Oh, you people got you.
When I got up this morning, I did 2 hours of cardio.
Oh, my gosh. That so, cut that deep?
But I'm happy that you got me.
They got you. Wow. Surprise.
Hey, yeah. And then, you know, I was just like, hey, man, sometimes you got to be be comfortable being uncomfortable.
Wow.
That, that hurt, though.
You know, this is a message to you people.
Yeah.
Now you know.
You got them.
I made my haters my motivator.
You are the new Tom Kelly. They know they have you
keep
now.
Keep it all coming.
Right. Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494.
I was hurt.
I could tell. I'm hurt watching the Phillies right now. Let's react to the Phillies last night and look ahead to tonight. All right, Hugh, they lose last night. Duran comes in the ninth. And he gives up a run in a tie game. And look, the game was back and forth. Phillies had a lead. Bryce actually had a good game last night. Lizardo was good early. Then he gave it back. And it looked like they were dead. And then, you know, I give a little credit to them for fighting last night. Because Bader hits the big home run off of Helsley. I'm like, all right, let's get a win. Let's get back up seven. Let's calm everyone down. And then it doesn't happen. They have some bad at-bats late in the game. And then the Mets score one off of Duran. The Phillies are 6-23. Their last 29 at Citi Field. They have struck out 21 times in the first two games of this series. They're now five games up after starting up seven when this series began. Game three tonight. Hugh Douglas, how you feeling? As last night really, in a lot of ways, felt like last year's postseason. You know, game one of this series was a blowout, right? They got blown out. That's annoying. Last night felt like a Mets-Phillies playoff game from last year, where when it's close, you just kind of get the feeling the Mets are going to get the better of the Phillies, especially up there at Citi Field. It reminded me of last year's playoffs.
Do you really want to know how I feel?
Yes, I want to know how you feel. Besides the whole, you know, body image issue with the you people.
Body shaming. I feel like we better not see him in the playoffs. Because if we do, we're going home. That's how I feel. The Mets play, like, we're their get-right team. Like, fundamentally. Like, watching baseball last night, and you guys were taking a deep dive, talking about this, that, and the third this morning. But the bottom line for me is this. They play against us, it feels like, just fundamental baseball. And they are good at it. And all they did was move runners, which we didn't do. Mm. They hit the ball in the gap, which we don't do at times. And they just waited. You know what they waited for? Us to implode. That's what happened. It's almost like when you're playing a video game, right, and you're fighting the final boss, and you know you've been working your moves, and you got like the final boss has a sliver of health left.
Yep.
And you make a mistake that cost you all of that time that you did fighting in this video game. That's what that was yesterday. And, you know, we talk about Duran and him being out there and how good he is. Fundamental baseball. Hit it in the gap. Hit it where Marsh can't get it. He didn't lay out. Not blaming him for that, but, you know, he couldn't get to it. And just move runners. And that's how they won the game. Fundamentals. Fundamental baseball.
Well, they did it last night. They did it to the Phillies again. All right, look, I'm disappointed. I'm frustrated. I hate the Mets. I said it yesterday. Hugh, there's a way that the world is supposed to work. Like, the universe has a kind of a pattern to it. And Mets fans are supposed to be upset. That's the way the world's supposed to work. And when they're happy, I'm not happy. I'm not happy right now with the way the Phillies are playing. But can I offer a little perspective on all this?
Yes.
Just get a win tonight. Just get a win tonight. Get out of there with one, and we're still in great shape. Sometimes, and you, I think you spoke about this when it comes to football, there's certain ebbs and flows in divisions in sports where, like, for a while, one team will have the other team's number.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Mm-hmm. Right, and I think I share your sentiment. I don't want to see them in the playoffs. But the Mets are just they're a roadblock for now. They don't have to be a roadblock the whole way. My point is, the Phillies can still win this division even if the Mets are bothersome. Right, the Phillies have been better against everybody else compared to the Mets.
Yeah.
If the Phillies win tonight and they get out of there with a win, they're still up 6 games with 29 games to play. They're still in fantastic shape to win the National League East. And maybe they won't even see the Mets in the playoffs. Maybe.
I hope. Hey, Joe, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. And the Mets might not even make the playoffs. I mean, I don't even know. They're only up 2.
You better hope they don't.
Right. So, but my point is, sometimes there are teams in your division that give you trouble, and it doesn't ultimately matter. The 2008 Phillies were 7-11 against the Mets in the regular season. I think we forget that. They didn't play well against the Mets. They got to the World Series. They won the World Series. The Mets missed the playoffs by a couple games. Like, this, once in a while, there's a team that just trips you up. This is the Phillies' kryptonite. I recognize that. But if they can get one tonight, what was this week? The Mets picked up one game? All this for one game?
I like how you put it in perspective.
That's all. If the Phillies win tonight, they lost one game this week and chopped off 3 head-to-head in the schedule.
No, I mean,
that's not a big deal.
And what you're saying is true. But the bottom line is this, Joe. They're still alive.
I know. I know. I'm annoyed about it. But I'm trying to keep some perspective here.
Like here's the real perspective.
So for you, if the Phillies win tonight, the series, like, you're still down. Like, you can't salvage this thing.
No,
because they can salvage it for me when it wins tonight.
My thing is this: going into that MetLife state, they were on life support, correct? You had an opportunity.
They played like crap for months.
You had an opportunity to put them away. You gave them life. You know, if I'm a Met, what I'm thinking? Hey, man. If we get in this thing, if we knock them out, if we knock the Phillies down where they don't get the second seed, they'll probably have to play the play-in, right?
Well, right. If you look at the standings right now, I believe it would be Phillies 3 seed, Mets 6. That would be the first round matchup.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I don't want that.
But like I said, I'm taking the other side of this. If I'm the Mets, I'm looking at it like, hey, man, we got a chance because we own these cats.
Yeah, well, they do. Unfortunately, they do. But just get a win tonight, and we could salvage the series. Hugh Douglas not in salvage mode. They win a game tonight. I feel like
they're all in your head, man.
They're in their head. Let's hear Topper. Topper last night talking about this. Are the Mets in your head? Here's Topper.
Do you feel at all like lately when you've come here that whatever can go wrong, you know, is going wrong?
I don't ever think that. I'm always looking. From a positive aspect, I've been asked that numerous times since we've been here. It's not the building. They're playing good, and we played well today too. We battled back. You know, they get the 5 spot in the 5th. I was proud of our guys the way they battled. So we come out here tomorrow and do it again.
Battle back, says Topper. He won't acknowledge the Mets are in their heads.
Sounds noble.
215-592-9494. Can a win over the Mets tonight salvage your feelings on the series? Kyle, what are you feeling as the Phillies lose another?
Yeah, I mean, so first of all, down bad today.
Yeah,
that was a tough one, the way that it ended. I like the fact they fought back, but the whole Duran thing, you know, we'll get to that. That's, like, very worrisome for me. But as loserish as this sounds, I told myself before the series, I need one game.
One and done.
One game. I needed that. I told myself 6-game lead in the division by the end of the series, I'm good.
Just get one.
No matter how it looks. And
we're getting one.
We just need one, Douglas. So wait a minute.
Kyle.
What?
I am ashamed of you.
Why?
Because you went into this series after the way the Phillies have been playing.
Yeah.
And you said you just want to get one game?
Yes. I mean, first of all, what we know about how the Phillies play the Mets in Citi Field.
That's not pledge. He's thinking about the big picture.
You're focused on the small details, Douglas.
That's right.
We're talking about exercising demons here, sir.
No.
We're exercising demons. Mm-hmm. And you're admitting that we're going to the Mets. They're better than us. I didn't say they're better than us.
They are a good team, and we're on the road at a place that we historically don't play well.
They've been playing bad. Let's not forget, lose a series every now and then.
Hold on.
I just can't get swept.
Then they need these games more than we do. Yeah. They're playing for their life.
So that's your bar. Don't get swept.
Yes, no. Like, so as much as a win tonight can salvage my feelings on the series, a loss tonight will kill me.
Hey.
I mean,
we're tail spinning with a loss tomorrow. Can't have it.
Kyle going out tonight. He might not make it to work.
Oh, dude, hold on. Taiwan Walker, CB Buckner umping behind the plate. Yeah. I'm going to the bar for this.
Yeah, you're
going to
have to
go to the bar.
I have a few before first pitch.
Might not make it to the bar tomorrow.
215-592-9494. We'll get all your phone calls up here. Can a win tonight salvage this thing for you? Ken, for me, they get one. I'm feeling fine. They get one. They get a win tonight. We're moving on. Getting out of Citi Field. Up 6. Hugh Douglas, I mean, he's already writing the Phillies obituary here. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Jake Elliott's going to join us. Eagles Radiothon will tell you everything that you could bid on, how you could participate. All coming up. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.